From Washington, this is VOA News. A name has now been attached to the Islamic State executioner. I'm Ira Melman reporting.
Just as your missiles continue to strike our people, our knife will continue to strike the necks of your people.
That is the voice of the Islamic State executioner who had been dubbed Jihadi John. Media reports say the masked Islamic State militant who appeared in several videos of hostages being brutally beheaded has been tentatively identified as a British citizen with a degree in computer programming. Reports Thursday quoted friends of Mohammed Emwazi as saying they believe he is the tall, London-accented speaker dubbed Jihadi John. The man appears in the videos clad completely in black with a mask over his face and a holster under his arm. U.S. and British officials have yet to comment on the news reports about his identity. And Wazi is reported to be a Kuwaiti-born, middle-class Londoner who practiced Islam. Friends and acquaintances say they believe he began to radicalize in the past few years after trips to Africa and the Middle East. He's reported to have been a person of interest to British security authorities, although security officials have not confirmed this. The Islamic State group has released a video purportedly showing militants using sledgehammers to smash ancient artifacts in Iraq's northern city of Mosul. The five-minute video shows a group of bearded men in a museum using hammers and drills to destroy several large statues, including one depicting a winged bull, a Syrian protective deity that dates back to the 9th century B.C. The video bore the logo of the IS group's media arm and was posted on a Twitter account used by the group. This is VOA News. At least three mortars landed inside Somalia's heavily fortified presidential palace compound. That, according to Somali police, Al-Shabaab is claiming the responsibility for the shelling, according to the group's radio station. There was no immediate word if Thursday's attack caused any casualties or damage. The area was sealed off by security forces and journalists couldn't approach. Ukraine's military says it would start pulling back its heavy weapons Thursday from the front line with Russian-backed separatists as required under a ceasefire agreement, so says the Associated Press. The defense ministry said in a statement that it reserved the right to revise its withdrawal plans in the event of an attack by rebel forces, however. It said the first weapons to be pulled back would be 100-millimeter caliber field guns. Fighting in eastern Ukraine has killed nearly 5,800 people since April. A peace deal agreed upon earlier this month by the leaders of Russia and Ukraine, brokered by France and Germany, aims to cement a ceasefire and begin a pullback of heavy weapons. Implementation of that deal is being overseen by an almost 600-person-strong team from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. A Taliban suicide bomber rammed his explosives-packed vehicle into a Turkish embassy convoy in the Afghan capital Thursday morning, killing at least two people. A spokesman for Kabul police tells VOA a Turkish national was among those killed in the attack that took place just outside the Turkish mission in central Kabul, not far from the Afghan presidential palace. The Turkish military said the attack was aimed at a car carrying the security team of Turkish envoy Ismail Aramaz. Taliban swiftly claimed responsibility, but it said it was targeting a convoy of U.S. troops. It said the purpose of today's attack in Kabul was a convoy of U.S. troops. The embassy or any other country's nationals were not objective, I think that according to a Taliban statement. Television footage showed two armored vehicles bearing Turkish diplomatic plates and a wounded person being carried from the car. North Korea has told rival South Korea that it plans to unilaterally raise the minimum wage for North Koreans employed by Southern companies at a jointly run industrial park starting in March. South Korea rejected the North's decision delivered in a fax message Tuesday because it wasn't a mutual agreement. That, according to a spokesman from Seoul's Unification Ministry. A South Korean Unification Ministry spokesman said the South offered to meet next month to discuss the wages of workers at the Kaesong Industrial Park in North Korea, but the North refused to consider the offer. Ministry said it will continue to press the North and hold talks on the wages. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming.